Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're here with Mick and Steve.
G'day, how are you?
How are you going, Mick?
Oh, all right.
I mean, it's pretty good at the moment, not going to lie. This rain is pretty good.
Yeah, well, I was tempted to get out in the rain and have a shower. But it was too cold.
Even too cold for you?
Yeah.
But your garden must be loving it.
Oh, it's loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
All my plants are just going, exploding with growth everywhere.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. My pumpkins are running away.
Is that because birds are taking them?
They're just running to grow.
Oh, because of the wet.
They throw out runners. And they don't use running shoes.
No. Do you have to catch them?
Yeah.
And then eat them.
Mm.
Right. Big show this week, Mick. We have a lot to cover.
That's good.
Now that the footy finals are done for both codes, which we'll get into during sport.
Yeah.
Still politics going on.
Oh, heaps of politics.
Not just in Australia, but in America as well.
Yeah.
It just doesn't end.
No.
And you've also got a movie review this week.
Yeah, I've got a movie review.
I can't believe that. You watched the movie.
I'm always watching movies, but it depends on my memory.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have good memory, though?
I used to have a photographic memory, but it's all been exposed now.
Oh. Okay. You might have to work on that again.
Mm. It's like an Instamatic camera. No, those Polaroids.
Oh, what, when you remember something and it comes out?
Yeah. Yeah, but look at my tongue. That's why they say, bite your tongue.
Oh.
Don't say, bite your tongue.
Why do they say that?
Well, people say that when you're blurting out something and it's secret or...
Yeah, like keep a secret.
Yeah, or you're saying something and, don't say that, you can get done for that.
Don't incriminate yourself, I think.
Or, don't say that. You get that other bloke done.
Right. Also on the program, we have Mad Mick Presents. Mick, you would like to talk about some things?
Oh, politicians, and...
Politicians, I assume.
And there's also height restrictions.
Yep. Mm. Okay. Also, as I said, sport and television. We'll talk about television.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who's coming back on Monday, which we'll get into, and... Yeah, many, many other things.
Yeah, many.
Trent Robinson. Here comes the siren.
It's Tony Iroh. Many years ago.
There it is, it's over. The Roosters have won it. Minor premiers become major premiers.
Yeah, so you go, Mick. In the NRL, Sydney Roosters beat Melbourne Storm.
Yep.
21-6 actually did pretty well.
They gave
well.
Them a bit of a flogging.
Yeah, a bit of a flogging is an understatement, right?
Mm.
Now, you were right on your pick.
Yeah.
Why? How did you know?
That's what happened. Because it's been an unusual year this year, and always the underdogs have been getting up a lot. Or if they're in visitors, always winning over the residents.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess so. Which is commonplace, I guess.
Because it gives you an advantage when you're playing at your home ground.
Mm.
And they weren't playing at their home ground.
Who are the Roosters?
The West Coast Eagles.
Oh, you're talking about AFL now.
AFL and same with the Roosters.
Oh, because they weren't... they were playing in their home grounds, weren't they?
Well, they are.
Besides West Coast, because they're not from Melbourne, but...
No, but they were playing... They weren't playing at their normal ground, I think.
Oh, okay, right. And Collingwood had the home field advantage.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the most hated ones won.
West Coast and Roosters.
Yeah. I was working out because not very many people like the Roosters.
No, because they're upper Sydney.
Yeah, eastern suburbs.
You know, Sydney elite.
Yeah. It's good to see the battlers get up and beat them.
The battlers. But they ended up winning.
Yeah.
Right. I heard it was a good game, though.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Didn't you watch it?
No, I don't watch it.
Why
sport.
Not?
Don't watch sport.
But you seem to know about it.
I'd rather play the sport than watch it. It's just like playing golf.
I wouldn't watch golf.
I wouldn't watch golf, but I'd play it. But it's a ruin of a good sport. It's a ruin of a good walk.
Well, that's true.
Chasing golfers. Especially, golf course.
Especially if it's a nice sunny day.
Oh, yeah. They kill a lot of animals. They get eagles. They get
birdies.
Birdies.
Yeah, they do, right? And put them in a hole in one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous. But
yeah, I reckon.
All right.
Was held on for a thrilling 5-point win over the Pies.
For the Premiers in 2018.
Luke Shuey picked up the Norm Smith medal for best on ground as the Premiership Cup headed west for the fourth time in West Coast's history.
Yeah, so it was the West Coast winning. Those clips were provided by Sydney Morning Herald and Wide World of Sport. The coverage, and there's a lot of happy people and a lot of angry people.
Oh, well, that's the way it's sport is. Well, that's the way they, what they do, what I find, the fans, they only can see that one side. They want their team to win. But sport is having a fun time. It's not if you win or lose. It's how you play the game.
Well, that's it, right? But you still want to win.
Yeah, but you don't win by cheating, or you don't win by trying to take someone out and putting him on the side.
Yeah.
So he can't play anymore, so.
I know, and some of the stuff they do is quite excessive. Have you seen some of the tackles they do and the violence they get into in these games?
In league, union, or Aussie girls?
All of them.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. High tackles and smashing into people. And I thought they just were meant to be friends and have fun. Yeah.
And kiss and make up.
That's during halftime, I think.
Yeah. They could be sent off. Hugging off.
I guarantee you they probably have been sent off for, like, cuddling or something. I don't mean like that, but, you know, like,
yeah,
when they're trying to barge each other and stuff.
But a lot of these so-called contact sports are causing a lot of problems with
yes,
their brains.
Well, that's it. High tackles and a lot of concussions. It's big in the NFL. Even when they wear helmets, they still have big concussions.
That's because what's causing the problem.
You reckon the helmets?
Yeah. Why? Because they pad up so safe.
Yeah.
They think, oh, I'm safe in this, so I can do...
They do what they want and...
Yeah, do damage.
Smash into whatever they like and...
But they found with the concussion thing, it's even the small ones, even the small amount of damage caused through normal tackling or being hit in the ball with your head with soccer or...
Yeah.
Causing a build-up one.
Well, that's true. It all leads up and then over time it messes with their mind.
Yeah.
I did see a report where they had the brain scan of someone that started at the start of the season and then at the end of the season. You could see the damage.
Yeah.
Through the red, you know.
There's a lot of people who've been... can't work anymore when they had to retire from football.
These are the things sports do.
Yeah.
And it's not just brain damage as well, broken necks and tearing the ACL. And
I was playing rugby union in... I was playing rugby union. One game had two blokes had one bloke had his arms broken. The other one had his legs broken.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
How'd they play?
They had to crawl. I had to take them away.
I imagine they stopped playing after that.
Yeah, I think so. But that's rugby union. That's pretty dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you go down for a mile.
And they do scrums and things. Do they do scrums anymore?
Yeah, they do scrums, but a maul is the ball's on the ground, bloke jumps around, the whole crowd coming towards you, you jump on the ground, cover your head, do a C and have the ball in between your legs and let them kick it out of you.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, you face the right way, face it to your team so they can get it out.
Yeah, kick it backwards.
Yeah, not when they kick you up. If you face the wrong way, you will get a big kick up the back or in the...
They could kick your head, you know, ribs, anything.
Well, you make sure you cover.
Yeah, but still, people could accidentally kick you in the head.
It's like in rugby union and Aussie rules, they used to have marks. And what a mark was, when a ball was coming, you catch it. And in rugby union, you get 20 or 30 people or 20 people coming towards you.
Just jumping on you.
And you go, and they full pelt and bang.
Wow.
But I think they don't do that in rugby union anymore.
No, I imagine the...
they don't take marks.
Ethics of the sport have changed quite a lot, and the rules, and it's more safe, mental safeness and physical safeness now.
And what they're doing now is, in football, making new rules for kids having different styles of football so they don't get hurt and injured.
Maybe make it like touch football. Yeah. For, until they get to over 18 or...
No, no, they were talking about doing that in American League too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just for kids?
Just for kids, and they're thinking about doing it to make it safer for the adults.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's big money in sport, that's for sure. Mm. Wow. Yeah.
And the strangest news was from the Sydney Storm have now decided, thinking you're doing about the Green Bay, doing the same way as the Green Bay Packers did.
You mean Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, Melbourne Storm. Green Bay Packers was owned by some rich person. And he decided to give the opportunity so he'd get out and the fans or the members would own the club. So
like the members would be stakeholders.
Yeah. But this was... So...
It's a fan ownership model.
Yeah. But the fans are in Australia when football was, you know, it's say 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was all owned by the fans. Why are they going, you know?
Yeah, right.
So what it means is their model where you get rich people coming in or big companies coming in and owning a thing doesn't work.
No.
Because the people who benefit should be the fans of the game, not the people who got money and they don't need any extra money.
Yeah, they can just buy up the space.
Yeah.
Well, the Storms hope to have 50,000 members by 2023 to make it a possibility.
Yeah.
I do not know how many they have at the moment. Yeah. Oh, they have about 25,000 at the moment, so it could be.
That's pretty big for Victoria.
Yeah.
Compared to the Aussie Rules teams.
Which have, like, a lot.
Oh, they pack out 80,000 or 85,000 in the grand final.
I know.
And they still can't get enough in them.
No. It's a very popular game. It's a good game. I enjoy AFL. I think it's
good. It's a good game to play.
It's a good game to watch as well, to be honest. Really good. I like the fast action and fast pace.
Yeah, it's a fast... When I played Aussie Rules, Union, League, and Soccer when I was growing up, and the fastest game was Aussie Rules. The slowest game was Rugby League.
Mm-hmm.
You need less skill in Rugby League than Aussie Rules. And Union was a combination of Aussie Rules and Rugby Union and Rugby League.
Yeah.
That's how I found it.
And which was your favourite?
Aussie Rules. And I did pretty good for only playing 1 year of Union. I got to be the first grade hooker.
Oh, you were the first hooker.
I was a hooker. And I was a happy hooker.
Also in sport, Mick. The A-League expansion might be on hold for a little bit.
Is that where they're putting down a Melbourne Tasmanian team?
I believe so, because they're going to put the expansion process... Well, they're thinking of scrapping it after major reforms internally.
Yeah.
With their governance, I guess. And then there were 8 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get 2 new ones, which was the Tasmania was going to be. So I don't know exactly how that's going to happen yet.
Mm.
I think they've got to figure out what's happening internally first and then... Mm. What they want to do externally.
How many women teams in the soccer league?
I'm not too sure, Nick.
Ah.
You put me on the spot now. Let's have a look.
Because in rugby league and rugby union, no, in rugby league, and I think it's Aussie Rules, they don't have any women playing many teams. Like, league only players have 4 teams or 5 teams.
Well, there's 9 teams in the A-League women's.
Yeah.
And they, because they dropped Central Coast Mariners back in 2009.
Mm.
So that's quite a lot, 9 teams.
Yeah.
The major cities, obviously, Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney, Perth, Canberra, etc. And Western Sydney, of course, Wanderers. So that's all right. So that's your answer, Mick. 9.
9. 9 in Russian. No, 9 in German means no.
Yes, I know.
9?
I have a really good dad joke about that.
Oh, I'll tell a dad
joke. I'm not going to do it now. Because we're going to talk about sport now.
Okay.
That's pretty much it for the sport though, Nick.
No.
Actually, how's tennis going?
Tennis?
Yes.
The bomb exploded and won a game.
Really?
Won a comp.
Kyrgios?
No. Atomic.
Oh, Atomic. Very funny.
And then Curious lost in China in the one of the semis. Mm-hmm. And so did Demolition.
Who's Demolition?
Demo. He's a young 18 or 17-year-old. 18-year-old.
Okay.
He's playing for the... the Australian team in tennis. I can't say his name. It's hard to remember it.
That does not help me.
And he sounds more like a Melbourne Aussie Rules player.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, his name does.
No, I don't remember.
So he's taken over the highest rating in Australia for men's tennis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hmm.
Better than Kourios and Tomic. Hmm.
I think this bloke has won Wimbledon Juniors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's definitely good.
He's good, yeah.
He could be better than Tomic and all this, right?
And he's got the attitude of, come on!
Leighton Hewitt.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah. Because he was down at one stage and two games down, he got up and won.
Oh, good stuff.
So I don't know which game it was. It was in two or three comps ago. But
all right. That's it for sport?
Yep. Yeah, I'm really ready to go, man.
Ready, rounding to go.
Yeah, ready.
All right, let's go.
And just take a look at what's going on. Democrats have been trying to destroy Judge Brett Kavanaugh since the very first second he was announced. And he was announced for one simple reason.
Yeah, Smith.
Cannabis?
Cannabis.
Yeah.
All
right, they won out one of the famous comedians, Amy.
That's right, because Brett Kavanaugh this week from the inquiry they had into him.
Yeah.
Seemed to be okay.
Bepun?
He seemed to be okay after all that, right?
Oh, no. Nah.
It's over?
Nah. It won't be over until the fat lady sings again.
Oh, okay.
Because what's happened is one of the comedians, Amy...
Schumer.
Schumer, yeah. I was going to say Amy Winehouse, but she's dead.
Oh, Mick.
And she got arrested this week, protesting against the appointment of cannabis.
I assume majority of a lot of people are not happy with the outcome.
A lot of people... did you say a lot of people are...
Are not happy.
Are not. Oh, yeah. I'm a bit deaf, so...
I can tell,
Mick. Yeah. So, this bloke has got problems, and some of the problems are he doesn't like abortion, so if a court case comes in, he's prejudiced against it, and it's already legal, abortions, and other views he's got, which are very extreme.
But is that his right to have those views?
It says his right to have those views, but not to push it onto other people.
And you think that's where you have a high-profile situation?
Yeah. And when court these cases will come up to him to make a decision.
Right.
And if he's already biased, he shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a judge seeing someone saying, oh, he's guilty already, and not listening to the case.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to watch out for. Then you lose your freedom.
And that's what you think is happening in this case?
Yes, America's losing its democratic rights.
Yes. Well, as you heard Trump, it's the Democrats that are attacking everyone.
But they use that to suck people in.
There must be a vote coming up. Midterms, I believe.
Yeah, midterm. And if they can't get this cannabis, cannabis. Sorry, I got that on my mind. Because it's so close together.
They're not that close. Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Okay, Mick.
But the midterm, they want to try to get him before the midterm. But if they keep delaying, he won't be voted in. They'll have to search for someone else because the Republicans will have a majority because a lot of people do not like Trump. And
I've kind of gathered that, yes.
So that, what will happen?
We'll have to find out.
Because the disappointment is for life.
The High Court.
High Court.
Yeah.
And he could be up to 85, 90 before he drops off the perch.
Mm.
And he could be, with his mind at age, could be losing his faculties and still vote for what he wants. And doesn't, you know?
And losing his mind. And
yeah. Well, you look at Ronald Reagan, what happened to him? He ended up with Alzheimer's in the end, through his final part of his being the charge of America, being number one.
Well, that's it.
So who had to do all the work for him?
Yeah, that's true.
And how easy is it to manipulate and be like a puppet?
Maybe some people are easily manipulated.
Especially when they're losing their faculties.
But isn't that the whole thing with politics and choosing who you want to go for? And
yeah. Plus...
the party, yeah.
The American independence and all this, they talk about freedom of rights to be an independent person. Also, you got democratic rights.
Mm.
But people who get a charge against them, you know, criminal charge, they can't even vote anymore.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, where's the Democrats on that? Democratic.
I think that's enough about...
yeah. Come on, Amy Schumer.
We'll go to a song and we'll be back. Mm. The Wild West. You're here with Mick and Steve.
Yes. I was listening to a road report just recently, and it was about a truck fire. It was either on the M4, M7 or M5. And what happened was it crashed and burst into flames. And the commentator was saying it was full of noodles. And then he said the fire was fed by... the burning was fed by the noodles, instant noodles. I thought, gee, didn't the fire have a time to go out and get takeaway?
How did the noodles come about, though?
They were in the truck. It was a container.
It was flamed by noodles.
Yeah, it was fed by the noodles. That's what was burning. The noodles were burning.
There must have been one of those hot noodles.
Yeah. It must have been chili noodles.
That's pretty funny, though.
I thought it was very funny.
Now, Mick, there is a lot happening. The Invictus Games is this month, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yes. Really good.
Yes, now local residents in the Fairfield and Liverpool area will be able to witness the games firsthand.
Where at?
At the actual Invictus Games, where it's happening.
Where at?
It's happening in Sydney, isn't it?
Yeah, but where in Sydney?
Oh, I don't know the exact location.
I thought you meant they were having it in Fairfield.
No. They're not going to have it in Fairfield.
But they're advertising that on the...
No, it's going to be at Olympic Park, but...
Oh, it's Olympic Park, yeah.
Yeah. But as far as that goes, it's good to see that there'll be local residents that get to see it firsthand.
It's good to see people who have disabilities getting up and prove their disabilities doesn't stop them from doing what they like to do.
Exactly, it pretty much doesn't stop them at all.
Yeah.
Which is good, that's what courage is all about.
Mm.
Now, local issues, Mick. Have you noticed any local issues this week?
Not in this area.
Okay, well, don't worry. Now, the first stage, we keep talking about the Edmondson Park Town Centre. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. The first stage has been approved now.
Yeah.
Which they're very happy. So that's going to get underway from the Western City Planning Panel.
Wasn't there some controversial thing about Edmondson Park?
I don't know if that was Edmondson Park. Oh. That was the other one last week we were talking about.
No, there was a new one come up about Emerson Park, but I don't know.
Could be. Oh, maybe.
Could be.
But it's been...
It could have been Emerson, Lake and Palmer, the group. That might have been the problem.
Maybe. But it has been approved. It's going to include 423 apartments.
That might be the problem.
15,000 parking spaces.
Mm.
It's going to be a big project, Mick.
Are they going to have parks there? Are they going to have...
I don't think they'll have any...
No, because what gets me is all these places go up, no parks, no recreation, or where they had recreation, that's where the development's done. So they lose out.
Yeah, they do. Well, who loses out, though? The residents?
The, the residents and the people who live around the area who are using the park and that. Huh?
Oh, right, yeah.
So it was nowhere. So they want to put more people in the place, but they don't give them more space to live. Because you can't live on top of each other. Animals, most animals go mad when they live on top of each other.
Why is that?
Because it's interfering with their personal spaces.
But they have their own space.
Not really. Not when you want to go to a place where you can sit down, relax, and not worry about hearing someone or smelling something cooking or hearing arguments or stuff like that. That's where you get out in the spaces and commune, recharge your vital auras.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Now, a $134 million private hospital has been proposed for Bankstown.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, that's
good. I just hope it's not like the one on the north, North Sydney area in Manly, Moringa or somewhere out there.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Well, this one's going to include 251 beds, which will create 200 jobs.
Yeah.
So that's good.
As long as they start making 250 beds, it's a
251 beds.
Yeah.
And 200 jobs. So it's going to be on Canterbury Road.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be chock-a-block. Is that at the old Canterbury Hospital?
Well, it's been proposed for a 1 hectare space on Canterbury Road, so it could be.
Mm.
It'll be 6 stories, so there'll be a lot of room. But that's weird. 200 jobs for 251 beds.
That's only a job per bed, but the staffing rate's not that good.
No, but I think those jobs include like cleaners and doctors and administration, security.
Yeah. Security is very important for hospitals now.
Yeah, definitely. But obviously, New South Wales government will have the final say. So we'll have to see what Gladys wants to do.
We'll see what she stuffs up again.
Oh, man. Why, what did Gladys stuff up this week?
Oh, she stuffed up heaps.
She did. We were going to save it for your segment, Mick, but Gladys, a little bit of hot water for wanting to do advertising on the Opera House?
The Opera House? She stuffed that up.
How did she stuff it up, though?
She's putting advertising for gambling on the
Opera House
sales, advertising the Emirates.
For a
racehorse.
Which is on tomorrow, I believe.
And she stuffed up the Northern Beaches Hospital, where people are having problems getting to the hospital. And talking about there was a woman who was going to it. Because the traffic was so bad, she had the baby on the road.
Oh, really?
And making sure that the other hospitals around the thing being either downgraded, so the people who are having problems, which are nice and close, have to go to the big, new, expensive one, which is so far away, which is on the Northern Beaches way.
Well, that's right. But how's that Gladys's fault?
Yeah. And then she said it was all right. She signed off on it.
Okay.
And there's more problems with the light rail. There's more problems with the Northwest Rail Link.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's Liberals
touch. George Street is still an eyesore.
Yeah. People are starting. Yeah. People are going bankrupt. Thinking about going to psych centres because they're so upset with the work in the light rail, where they're losing their business, and that means they go bankrupt and all the other consequences for it.
Yeah.
So,
and it's all her fault.
Everything they touch, they stuff. What did the Liberals do in the 60s? They got rid of the so-called trams, which is another name for light rail, and said they were no good. And now they're talking about the light rail, and they say, oh, they won't be able to carry as many people as the buses.
Yeah.
So
they need to take a note from Melbourne, because their tram system's amazing.
Yeah, because they didn't rip it up.
No, then it's so easy to get around in Melbourne as well.
All the capital cities did have trams at one stage. Brisbane got rid of theirs. Sydney got rid of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And because they said they were obsolete. Even the Gold Coast has got their own tram system. Oh, or light rail, I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
Public transport's very important because you don't want to be crowded, have too many.
The trains are a mess. Like, generally, well, that's during peak hour, though. Yeah, that's a given.
See, that's another thing they stuffed up the trains.
The timetable's a mess, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
See? We should call them the stuffer-uppers.
The New South Wales stuffer-uppers.
The Liberal Party.
I don't know if that's a term of phrase, though, Mick, unfortunately.
Oh, I should copyright that one.
Stuffer-uppers. It's all yours, Mick. Mm. It's all yours. Also in the local area, though, Mick, there's also a lot happening. More high-rises and more apartments.
In this area it might be, but I know in other areas there's one.
Okay, but we're not talking about other areas. Talk about Fairfield and Liverpool. Mm. Okay, as far as that goes, honestly, there's not much. It's a quiet time of the year, I think.
Mm.
That's it.
I think what we might have, when we have the second airport...
Ah, yeah.
Which is in our area. It's going to be a 24-hour-a-day one.
Yes.
So who's going to get the sound and noise and pollution for 24 hours a day?
Western Sydney.
Yeah.
And who, South Sydney, I guess.
And who, if they have to dump their load of fuel because of an emergency, where does it fall into? Our water system collecting system.
And our water system is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... we'll have to wait and see when the Badgerys Creek Airport comes around. And
if I start flying around, you know I've had a bit too much aviation gas.
Or you got a job as a pilot.
Or I'm flying high.
All right. That's it for... welcome back to the program.
Yeah.
You're here on the Wild West with Mick and Steve.
Yeah, we've been wild westing.
We've actually been... westing a lot.
Yeah.
That's good. We did want to talk about something that's happening on Monday, Mick.
And what's happening on Monday?
Doctor Who returns.
Oh, yeah.
And with the new doctor, Jodie Whittaker.
Ooh,
as the first ever female doctor.
That should be all right.
I think it's going to be very interesting. There's going to be a lot of eyeballs on it to see how she does.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think should be pretty interesting. And she's a great actress, so she's going to do amazing work.
What people have to remember is... you don't compare her with the other doctors.
That's it. You can't compare her to Peter Capaldi or Christopher Eccleston.
Mm.
You can't.
No. You have to take it for the performance, not because she's a woman or whatever.
Not what she's living up to or the character.
Yeah.
Because it changes. I think she'll do very well.
Mm.
The first episode airs on Monday on the ABC.
Yep.
Which should be pretty good.
And remember,
yes,
we got daylight saving coming.
Daylight saving as well, Mick.
So change your clocks over and put it an hour forward.
Yes, which is on Sunday, 2 a.m.
Because if you don't put it forward, you'll miss out on Doctor Who.
You won't miss out on it. You'll still record it, though. But
no, I won't. I like watching it live. But if you do, people... how many times have you seen people come to work early because on daylight saving they didn't put their clocks forward or they come late?
Well, that's true, yeah. Or you wake up and you're like a bit dazed. You're like, what time is it? And then it's earlier than it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, why did I wake up this early? But then you think you normally wake up at that time anyway.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. They should have done it on the long weekend.
Yeah, they should have done it on the long weekend.
Oh, well. Maybe next year.
Hmm.
Next long weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think it was because the long weekend started in September. Then the holiday was in October. So that's why I think they did it.
Oh, that makes sense, I guess.
Hmm.
Also in TV news, Mick, while we're here, we might as well just quickly go through it. The ABC are going to hire a external investigator to... well, pretty much audit the board to see what's going on there.
Yeah, that's good.
I think they should be doing that, to be honest.
What I feel that the board has done, they didn't do their job properly, so they should be all sacked.
I think they'll all step down, to be honest. Mm. Did you ever watch the show Dad's Army?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember Dad's Army.
Well, the BBC are going to be remaking Lost episodes.
Lost episodes?
Yeah, like you know how you lose episodes.
Yeah, where they tape over the tapes.
They found them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be remaking them.
Remake? Ah. Oh.
I know, it's kind of sad. I don't think that's good.
Yeah. But it might, if, because what you normally do is compare it to the last, to the old series, and it's the same. If then you can't, no.
It's the same as what they did with Roseanne and Friends and Will and Grace and like all those other shows, right? It's going to happen, though.
But they could never get Arnie Jack back.
No.
They can't make a remake of Arnie Jack.
There's going to be a new... You know Russell Howcroft from Gruen?
Yes.
Yes, yes. He's going to be presenting a new documentary special on the ABC about advertising.
Advertising?
Yeah. It's pretty ironic that they're doing a documentary on advertising on the ABC.
He's going to do a Adam Rules.
No, pretty much.
Yeah.
Also, the NRL footy show has been axed.
Good.
Done. You're not a fan, Nick?
No.
Okay. Seven has bought the rights to the Tokyo Paralympics for 2020. So that's going to be coming.
Yeah.
Which is good. And also, honestly, that's pretty much it for TV. Not much.
No, not very much.
Also, before we wrap up, because we do got to go. Should we go to a song and then wrap up?
Yeah, we'll go have a song.
All right, we'll go have one more song, because we do like music, I think, yeah. Let's go to this one. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Wild West. You're here with Mick and Steve. Before we go, Mick, we do have a couple of things to chat about.
Hmm. Is it the Kiss one?
What do you mean?
Keep It Simple, Stupid?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go to a clip, Mick.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it off air.
Yep.
It's a man with two names.
Hmm.
Let it speak for
us. Man with two surnames. Oh.
Assistant Treasurer Stuart Roberts' home internet use is in the spotlight today. He's charged taxpayers more than $2,000 a month. He says
a month?
A month. He says he had to rely on wireless internet as ADSL and NBN were not available at his place. Well, he's lucky the NBN wasn't available at his place. But Jeff, $2,000
Yes, Mick, you're not happy about this?
No, he's, to me, $2,000 a month means $90 a day on internet charges. What is he doing to get $90 a day? Now he's decided to pay it all back.
Mm.
And if it was you or me, we'd be thrown out, put in jail, and done for fraud. This is, these are our leaders. These are supposed to set the example to the society, how society should be run or how it should be acting.
Mm-hmm.
This type of attitude to our politicians is not very nice to raise your children, let your children see... This is a politician, this is how you're supposed to act? Rip off the taxpayers?
No, of course not, because they're the ones that are paying his wage, right?
Yeah. And we are the ones who are paying his wages.
Yes.
So he should be like the ABC CEO, out and in jail.
Oh, the chairman.
Yeah.
And the managing director. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He could be.
Because I've seen other blokes who... I had one friend who's... was on Centrelink payments, and they sent, when they had checks, and they spelled her name wrong, and she cashed it, but she was advised to cash it by Centrelink, and when she cashed it, she got done for fraud. Yeah. So, this is fraud, over, put her in jail.
Well, yeah, could be. Also in the news though, Mick,
we've
got this breaking news.
To remove the GST from feminine hygiene products. Common sense has prevailed, and this reform, led by the federal government, is long overdue. We had a good discussion around the distribution of the GST, and in particular...
Yes, in particular, he's talking about female
hygiene. Female hygiene. This is about... And bloody time, social justice, and both parties had done the same thing.
Yes.
And it wasn't through just federal parliament. All the states had to agree on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to agree. This was Labor, Liberal, Greens, National Party, all of them. So how would you trust them?
And do you think they all agreed on it?
They've all agreed on it now. They had to.
Yeah.
Because it's just like John Howard.
I don't think they have to.
Yes, they have to before any reforms. Any reforms of the GST must be agreed by all state treasurers or all state governments, and then it can be passed.
Right.
Yeah. But it's like John Howard saying, we'll never have a GST.
Yeah.
What happened?
We had a GST.
We had a GST.
Didn't Julia Gillard do the same thing as well?
she tried to do the same thing, try to get the removal of the GST off, but the states didn't want it.
Mm.
But they got them off. The mailers had them off on condoms and all those other different things,
yeah,
what we use. But female, these are stupid. These haven't got any common sense.
Mm. So. They definitely don't. Mm. Before we go though, Mick, you watched a movie this week.
Yeah, it's called Battleship.
Battleship, yes. Pretty much about aliens coming down.
Oh, about my friends. Oh, my family.
No.
Yeah, because remember, Alan is, my name is spelled A-L-L-E-N.
Yes.
And if you take the second L out and put an I in, what does that spell?
Or if you cut it in half.
Yeah.
Then you've got the dot and the I.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Battleship you watched.
Yeah, it was very... What I liked about it, it wasn't all that much violence.
Really? For a big alien movie that's trying to take over Earth?
Yeah, it wasn't all that much violence.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was planes getting blown up, but you never saw people getting blood and guts everywhere.
Okay.
And the aliens getting shot, or light hurting their eyes so they couldn't see, and having their... They were the victims of the sailors blowing them up in an old battleship from the Second World War.
Oh wow! Okay,
because that was the only one that worked because it was an analog, not digital.
And the aliens affected digital, did they?
Mm, the aliens affect the digital stuff.
Yeah, the electricity.
Wiped out all digital.
Yeah.
See what happens when you have analog?
I'm sure we'll be okay with an alien invasion.
Oh, I'll talk to him anyway.
Take us to our Alan.
Yeah,
All right, Mick.
Mm.
That's pretty much it. We're done for this week.
Oh, that's all right.
Would you like to say anything before we leave?
Remember, keep it simple, stupid. That's what KISS stands for. So... Politicians, keep it simple.